Well, thank you for coming this morning. I consider it a great privilege to be able to be here today and to speak to you about this incredibly important theme of Christian parenting. Really, I'm not sure if there's probably anything that is more important for parents than this particular theme. Now, I certainly want you to understand that when you may go to parenting conferences or whatever, the people that are standing up there might be projecting themselves in such a way as if they have all the answers. And I just want you to know that that's not me. Certainly, I think if you've ever been a parent, and if you've been a parent over a long period of time, one thing you become convinced of very rapidly is that there really are no right answers. We just do the best we can. Can you kind of sympathize with me? We just do the best we can. But even though none of us or anyone has all the right answers, and certainly I include myself amongst them, I do have certain basic Bible-based convictions that I'd like to pass on to you that I believe can be very helpful to all of us as we seek to parent our children as well as we can. But we need to have some anchors. We need to have some principles. We need to have something before us that can guide us. Otherwise, we'll lose our way. So this is what I want to do this morning, is to try to isolate some of these very basic principles, and one in particular. And that has to do with what constitutes success in parenting. That is what I want to focus on. So, why is this so important to know? Why is it so important for each of us to know what constitutes success in parenting? Every parent wants to feel successful. Is there anyone here in this room that doesn't want to feel successful? Or would you rather feel like a failure? Choose. I would think all of us in this room would want to feel successful. Every parent wants to feel as if her or his efforts are paying off. And this is natural and understandable, for what is more important to parents than their children? They will invest in their children incredible amounts of time, energy, and resources. Why? Because there's nothing more important to these parents than their children. So of course they will want to feel successful within their parenting efforts. They won't want to feel as if the time and the energy and the resources, all that they're putting in their children, is having a payoff, that somehow they can see it and look at their children and say, oh, good. So this is an important question to ask. What constitutes successful parenting? The importance of children to parents, as I've shared, is demonstrated by the amount of time and energy and resources that parents are putting into their children. In fact, for many parents, if they do not feel successful in their parenting, they will feel as if they have failed in their life. And conversely, there are other parents who, if they feel successful in their parenting, they will feel like they've been successful in their lives. They will define their life by how well they feel about their parenting, one way or another. Being able to define successful parenting is extremely important for all parents. But what happens if parents, based on the scriptures, are not based on the scriptures are measuring the success or non-success of their parenting incorrectly. Okay, we've been talking about the importance of measuring it correctly, because it's important for parents to feel successful. But what happens? For some reason, they are measuring it incorrectly. It means that some parents could very well be thinking that they have been successful, when the truth is that they, in the sight of God, have not been successful. Or conversely, it means that some parents might be thinking that they have not been successful, when the truth is that they, in the sight of God, have been successful. Hopefully, if we are a Christian and have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, I would like to think that when it comes to measuring the success or non-success of our parenting, that we would focus on how God would measure our success or non-success, and not on how others might measure our success or non-success. And there's a big difference between the two. So how will most parents go about measuring the success or non-success of their parenting? Most parents will measure the success or non-success of their parenting by the results, but this approach is flawed. So what do I mean when I say that most parents will measure the success or non-success of their parenting by results? It's really quite simple. If they like the results that they are seeing, they will consider themselves what? Successful. If they're not liking the results they are seeing, they will consider themselves not successful. They will be measuring the success or non-success of their parenting based on the results that they are seeing. That's how most people will measure success, the success of their parenting. Now, I've shared with you that it is flawed. The results-based way of thinking is flawed in terms of measuring success. So why would this results-based way of thinking be flawed? First of all, it is flawed because parents are not in a position to dictate results. They are not in a position to dictate results because they do not have that kind of power. We know this, first of all, based on our experience. Can parents, through their efforts, dictate the educational success of their children? Can they? Can parents, through their efforts, dictate the financial success of their children? Can parents, through their efforts, dictate the emotional health of their children? Can parents, through their efforts, dictate the spiritual health of their children? And you know the answer. They can't. The answer is no. So based on our experience, and I think all of us have seen this, and certainly if you've not seen it, you've lived it. We should be able to see that parents cannot dictate results. But even more importantly, we can see that we do not have this kind of power, not only because of our experience. We know this because of what the Word of God teaches. Consider the words of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself. Nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. If a man's way, according to the Bible, is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps, then how in the world can parents dictate the ways of their children or the steps of their children? How? The answer, based on our experience as well on the teachings of God's Word, they can't. They don't have that kind of power. So if they don't have this kind of power, if we don't have this kind of power as parents, how can the success or non-success of our parenting be measured by results? It can't, and therefore this is one reason why measuring parental success by results is flawed. We need to understand this. It's extremely important, because invariably we will be continually pushed back to measuring parental success in this way, either by our own reflections or by the reflections or the comments of others. It'll be constantly be a pressure. So we need to understand at the get-go that this way of measuring parental success is flawed. First of all, because parents don't have any kind of power to dictate results. Therefore, they can't measure their parenting by the results. But this is not the only reason why measuring parental results by parenting success by results is flawed. It is also flawed because it is only God who is in a position to dictate parental results, for He is sovereign over all things. So let me read for you Psalms 115, verse 3. But God is in the heavens. Some of you know the verse. He does whatever He pleases. That's what the Bible teaches. Because God is sovereign in all things, He is also sovereign in our parenting. He is sovereign in our parenting. Therefore, we can never say that there is a direct correlation between our parenting and the way our children will turn out. For it is not us who will ultimately determine how our children will turn out, but rather it'll be God who is sovereign over all things. Because He does whatever He pleases. If we accept this truth, it'll serve us. For it'll protect us from thinking that if our children are turning out well, it is because of whom? Us. Don't do that. Or if our children are turning out not so well, it is because of us. Don't do that either. In either case, it may or may not have anything to do with us at all. But rather, it might have everything to do with God and His purposes for our lives and the lives of our children. See, there's someone far bigger than us in play. We think of ourselves as being these huge creatures that are all powerful. But we're not. We're small. The one who is in play that is far greater than us is God, who is sovereign over all things. We are, however, though small, in a position as parents to influence our children. We are. For good or for bad. And this is clear based on all kinds of Bible passages dealing with the disciplining of children, the instruction of children, the training of children. Clearly, when you start piling all these verses together, you can see that certainly we have a position within the home that God has placed us in to influence and affect our children for good or for bad. So we do have influence. Aren't you glad to know that? But let's not get carried away with ourselves. Just because we may have some influence, because of the position that God has placed us in and given us responsibilities in, does not mean that we can dictate results. That is only in the hands of God. He is the only one that can do that, for He is sovereign over all things and He does what He pleases. We need to understand this. Yes, we have influence. Yes, we have impact. We can be used by God And hopefully we will be used by God. But that doesn't mean that we are in control. It is God who's in control. And only He is in control, not us. So let us not take ourselves too seriously, nor give ourselves too much credit or too much blame. So we need to understand that God has given us roles in the home. We can influence our children. We can affect our children. In fact, we have been called to discipline and to instruct and to train. All those things are in play. And we need to do all these things heartily as unto the Lord. For this is what the scriptures have commanded us to do. In Colossians 3:23. And not only heartily, but optimistically. Knowing God is what? A merciful God. Deuteronomy 4:31, who ministers grace to those who humble themselves before Him. James 4:6. So as we are in this role or this position that God has put us in, that can influence for good or for bad, let us do this work that God has put us in terms of in training and instructing and disciplining heartily as unto the Lord optimistically. For all the reasons I just said to you, He's a merciful God. And He'll give grace to the humble. Isn't it nice to parent optimistically? But not with certainty? We have no certainty, but we can parent optimistically. So hopefully, as we put ourselves forward in this way, we will have an impact and influence our family as God determines it. For it is ultimately God who will determine how all things turn out, because He is sovereign over all things and He does whatever He pleases. Do you believe that God is sovereign over all things? That's the question you have to ask. Do you really believe this or not? If we do, then He's also sovereign over our parenting. He dictates, not us, but Him. So I don't have you right now. You're with me or you're not. You have departed, you have disembarked and gone overboard. Or you haven't. But hopefully you're on board. That you believe this. And it has certain implications that we've talked about. Now some parents might find this rather disturbing. Thinking that their so-called good parenting. And I'll put this in quotes. Their good parenting might be overruled by God's sovereignty. Bummer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of parents. Maybe in this room here. Maybe not all of you. Who really think you're parenting really good. And what a bummer it would be if God in His sovereignty overruled all of your good work. But the truth is that those who think this way do not understand how truly messed up they are. Not only as people, but also as what? Starts with P. Parents. Have you gotten there yet? That's by the grace of God when parents actually see themselves for who they are. Flawed. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 7, verses 14 to 20. For we know that the law is spiritual. But I am a flesh sold into bondage to sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do. But I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good. So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing that I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. That's the Apostle Paul. Do you think he was struggling? Yes. Are we better than him? No. Do you see how messed up we are? Both as people and as parents? If we compare ourselves to the wife beater or the father beater down the street who's beating his child, we're doing fine. But if we begin to really look at the standards of God and what he teaches in the word about us and who we should be, then we begin to be flawed. We need to understand this. We need to appreciate it. Christian parents are not perfect. In fact, we are not close to being perfect. Therefore, the thought of God being sovereign over all things, including the results of our parenting, should not be disturbing to us. Rather, it should be comforting to us. To be a blessing to others as well. It's a comfort. God's sovereignty is a comfort, not a concern. In light of what we know about ourselves from the Word, we're flawed. So praise God, we have a sovereign God that can overrule us. Do you believe, in light of our many personal flaws in God's sovereignty, that God's sovereignty should be a source of comfort rather than a source of concern? And I'd hope your answer would be yes, it's a source of comfort. So be comforted today. So, if measuring parental success by results is a flawed way of measuring parental success, then what should be a better way? Did you see what I just did? The best way, you can check your notes now, because you know we're moving. The best way to measure parental success is not by results, but by whether or not we are in fact faithfully striving to bring glory to God in all things, including our parenting. Why? Why is this the better way to measure parental success rather than by results? Why? First of all, this is the best measurement of parental success because it is commanded. And it is therefore something we can control by God's grace. Let me read for you 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. So is doing all things to the glory of God commanded? Yes. We haven't been commanded to have PhDs and doctorates or to have kids that say certain things or are able to quote the Gettysburg Address. Or we've not been commanded to do that. We've been commanded to do all things to the glory of God. This is the command. So if God has asked us to do all things for his glory, is it possible for us by his grace to do those things, to do it? And the answer is yes. His grace is sufficient for us. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But this is not the only reason why faithfully striving to do all things to the glory of God, including our parenting, is a better measure of success. Yes, it is commanded. And so it becomes a better measure over against these other earthly results which are not commanded. But there's another reason. This is also the best measurement of parental success because it is right. Not only commanded, but it is right. Let me share with you a couple of verses. Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. This is a fact. That's what the Bible states. And how did this happen? And why? That all things came to belong to God. So I read for you Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created. Thrones or dominions. All things have been created for him. So why do all things belong to God? created all things. And why did he create all these things that belong to him? He created all these things for him. We have been commanded by God to do all things for his glory. But even if we did not have this command, we hopefully would be doing it because it is what? Right. So what does it mean to do all things for the glory of God? The Old Testament word for glory conveys the idea of weight or heaviness, suggesting substance, or New Testament word for glory conveys the same idea. When the Bible speaks of the glory of God, it is referring to his God's our parenting, and hopefully doing so faithfully since excuse me. Can anybody hear me? Good. Okay. When the Bible speaks of the glory of God, it is referring to his worth and honor and greatness. This means that if we are seeking to glorify God in all things, that we'll be seeking to put God's greatness on display in all things. And that we'll be seeking to put God's greatness on display in our parenting. And hopefully doing so faithfully, since this is what is required. So if we do this, and do so faithfully, then every aspect of our parenting will be impacted every day in every possible way, if we're doing all things for the glory of God. It'll impact the way what we say to our children, if we're seeking to bring glory to God in all things. It'll impact what we say to our children and how we say it. For we will not be speaking on our behalf, but on God's behalf, not in our strength, but in his strength, not for our glory, but for his glory. It'll impact what we do with our children and how we do what we do with our children. For we will not be doing these things on our behalf, but on God's behalf. Not in our strength, but in God's strength. Not for our glory, but for his glory. When we do all these kind of things in these kind of ways, including our parenting, we are putting God's greatness, what? On display. And this is how our parental success should be measured. For this is how God will be measuring our parental success. For this is what he's commanded us. He has not commanded us to results. He has commanded us to do all things for his glory. That is how God is looking at this world. And that is how God is looking at us. And how God is looking at every aspect of our lives. And this is how God is looking at our parenting. So this is the measurement by which we should be measuring the success or non-success of our parenting. Are we presently seeking to put God's greatness on display in all things, including our parenting? Or are we doing what we want, when we want, the way we want, thus diminishing him rather than displaying his greatness? And of course, the way we answer this question is important. If we are striving to faithfully put God's greatness on display in all things, including our parenting, we should consider our parenting what? Start with S. Successful. If we are not, then we should not consider our parenting successful, regardless of the results. Are you getting the... Do you see how this is so critically important? God has not commanded us to get results. God has commanded us to bring glory to him in all things, and that is the measure by which we need to be measuring, for that is the way that God is measuring. We have control of this. We don't have control of results. So let us do what we can do by the grace of God, and that is to do all things to the glory of God. So let us say that we are one of these parents who are faithfully striving to put God's greatness on display in all things. So let's say that we're one of those parents. I'd like to think we're striving to do that. That we're not just doing our thing. We're rather seeking to do His strength, His thing in the strength that He provides. God help us. Okay, let's assume that we're one of those parents. So if this is true, then what should become our highest parental priority? Parents who are seeking to bring glory to God in all things, including their parenting, will make the salvation of their children their highest parental priority. Our children are born into this world in sin. Romans 5:12. They are therefore spiritually dead, cut off from God. Romans 3:23. And as long as they remain in that state of sin, they will remain cut off from God. And the blessedness of living in His presence, both in time and eternity. But they do not have to remain that way. For when Christ, God's beloved Son, died on the cross of Calvary on our behalf, He paid the debt we owed to God because of sin and paid it in full, thus opening a door to heaven through which any person by grace through faith can enter and be saved. That is what the Scriptures teach, and this is the truth. Therefore, if our children by grace through faith choose to enter through the door, not only will the greatness of God be manifested through their entering, but also through their subsequent enjoyment of God, as they, having been set free from sin, walk with Him, fellowship with Him, commune with Him, serve Him, and worship Him both now and forever. Do you appreciate that? So will those parents who are seeking to bring glory to God in all things, including their parenting, make the salvation of their children their highest priority? Yes. How could they not? Knowing that once the child accepts Christ as the Lord and Savior, goes through the door that He opened, that God's greatness is being put on display in his entering, or her entering. And then every day subsequent to that, as God works His will out in and through them, and they enjoy God in all of these things that I've just mentioned, they are again putting God's greatness on display throughout their lives and for all eternity. That's a lot of display over a lot of years. Now on multiple levels. Not only yourself, but your children. Doing what? Bringing glory to God in all things. So will those parents who are seeking to bring glory to God in all things, including their parenting, make the salvation of their children the highest priority? Yes, I believe they will. And hopefully this is what you're striving to do. So will our children come to faith? I don't know. But as we faithfully seek to bring glory to God in all things, we can pray. And hopefully God will answer our prayers. But even if God in His sovereignty chooses not to answer our prayers, let us know this. Though parents who are seeking to bring glory to God in all things may or may not be blessed with children who come to salvation, which is a possibility, they can know that their parenting efforts have been successful in the sight of God. They can know that. For they will know that the house the Lord has built through them to the praise of His glory will not have been built in vain. Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2. What is successful parenting? Successful parenting is not about results. I'd like to, don't show you, raise your hands. But you need to believe this. Successful parenting is not about results. Because we cannot dictate results. Only God can dictate results. Therefore, our parenting, the success of our parenting, cannot be based on results. We just don't have that kind of power. So successful parenting is not about getting some kind of earthly result. So all of you here today can relax. As your kids are writing on the walls, breaking windows, rolling their eyes, and you're doing the best you can to stay in front of them, to corral them, to control them, relax. Successful parenting is doing all things to the glory of God. It has to be. For this is what has been commanded. Results have not been. What has been commanded is we do all things to the glory of God. So whatever stage of life you are within your parenting, when you see your children today, or tomorrow, or the day after, do not sweat it if the results you're trying to get are not being gotten. But do sweat it is as you're interacting with your children, that all you're thinking about is you and them. And you're not thinking about the Lord and how to display His greatness in the opportunities your children are bringing you this day, the day after, and the day after that to bring glory to Him as you put His greatness on display. That is what it's about. It has to be about that. So this is how parental success should be measured. And if we are faithful in doing this, then perhaps in His mercy, as we faithfully intercede for our children every day, being constant, coming before His throne of grace to receive grace, perhaps God will bless us with good results. We certainly can be optimistic, right? So now this is the pop quiz. What is the most important result? That we went far more than anything else. The most important thing of all is the salvation of our children. Every day, this has to be at the forefront of our minds and at the forefront of our prayers. Coming to God's throne room of grace, knocking, 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 knocking. And even if your children leave your home without making a profession of faith, then guess what we'll continue to do? We'll continue to come day after day after day. Knocking, 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 knocking. For there is no greater thing that God could bless us with than the salvation of our children. Not only for us, but for Him. Because as our child enters through that door that Christ opened, God's greatness is displayed. And every day after that, as your child, your children enjoy the Lord and the greatness of God, then God's greatness will continually be displayed, both in time and eternity. The salvation of our children. That is what it's all about. I'd like to pray for us, that we understand these things. Because you're going to be pressured. You're going to pressure yourself. Others around you will be pressuring you. And you'll begin to think, oh, it's all about the results. No. Let's pray. Father, we know that the work of parenting is a great work. And you have blessed us with this wonderful, glorious work. We know that you've given this work to us, not to bring glory to ourselves or to our children, but you've given this work so that we might have the opportunity to put your glory on display, your greatness on display. And Lord, we pray that we might do this work well, seeking to do that in all things. And we pray that you will give us the grace to do that. We pray that we will be thinking about that today, the day after that, and on through the rest of our lives. Lord, we pray that we might understand what successful parenting is all about. And Lord, because you are a merciful God, and you minister grace to the humble, I pray that you will bless this conversation, this group of people here, this congregation of people here this morning, that you will bless them with results. For we want to see those results. And we're so thankful we can come to you with optimism, knowing that you're a merciful God and that you pour out grace upon those that humble themselves. So we pray that you will do that. We pray that you will bless this group, this congregation of people here gathered this morning, with these wonderful, glorious results. Above all else, the salvation of their children. We ask, Lord, that you will use them, these parents, as your instrument to deliver the truths that these children need to know, and do it in a way that will honor and glorify you, and that these children will respond to that truth and come to life. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.